Everyday English Lesson 6. Let me welcome you once again to your favorite program, Everyday English. I'd like to discuss two separate sets of expressions. The members of each set are related at least in form. The first group is made up of...
For that matter.
And...
For that reason.
And the second...
In case.
And...
Should.
For that matter, for that reason. In case, and should. There's a tendency amongst some speakers of English to frequently use the expression for that matter when they really mean for that reason. We take the pair for that matter and for that reason first. The expression for that matter is used to indicate that a second alternative topic, person or situation is also possible, acceptable, or relevant. For example, as in this short exchange.
I would like to suggest we go to see the court registrar to file the application.
Well, I wouldn't like to pour cold water on your enthusiasm, but this is something I believe we can do tomorrow, or on Wednesday, or on Thursday, for that matter.
This is something we can do tomorrow, or on Wednesday, or Thursday, for that matter. There is a proposal on the floor, namely, to take a course of action tomorrow. But we need not restrict ourselves to tomorrow. There are other alternatives, namely, Wednesday and Thursday. Whenever a situation arises in which one or more alternatives are offered as possibilities, we use the expression for that matter to refer to the alternatives. Now, listen again.
Well, I wouldn't like to pour cold water on your enthusiasm, but this is something I believe we can do tomorrow, or on Wednesday, or on Thursday, for that matter.
That is, I accept we can go tomorrow. But other alternative days are possible or available, and they too can be considered. We can go on Wednesday or Thursday for that matter. Now, listen to this exchange, will you, please?
Joe has been careless recently in the way he behaves.
I expect him to be less offhand and cavalier in his utterances to his parents and to any other person older than himself, for that matter.
In general, proper behavior and circumspection are qualities he should learn to cultivate.
And for that matter, the need to be aware of one's surroundings and sensitive to the feelings of others in his company. These are little things that matter in his situation.
And the cultivation of good manners, for that matter, especially since he hopes to enter public life.
For that matter, this expression has been used 3 times in the 2 dialogues. In all these cases, a situation or topic or circumstance or person is mentioned as equally relevant to another mentioned earlier.
And for that matter, the need to be aware of one's surroundings and sensitive to the feelings of others.
This is offered as a relevant alternative or addition to the earlier one.
Proper behavior and circumspection are qualities he should learn to cultivate.
The expression for that matter, then, always refers to an earlier person, proposal, or event, and links it to another one, which has an acceptable or relevant alternative. Now let's listen to the dialogue once more.
Joe has been careless recently in the way he behaves.
I expect him to be less offhand and cavalier in his utterances to his parents and to any other persons older than himself, for that matter.
In general, proper behavior and circumspection are qualities he should learn to cultivate.
And for that matter, the need to be aware of one's surroundings and sensitive to the feelings of others in his company. These are little things that matter in his situation.
And the cultivation of good manners, for that matter, especially since he hopes to enter public life.
What we need to stress is that in neither of these contexts does the expression "for that matter" mean "for that reason." This is what a lot of speakers use it to mean, but this is not acceptable. Now listen to how "for that reason" is used.
I did not get a written invitation. For that reason, I could not be blamed.
For that reason obviously means because of that or because of this.
I did not get a written invitation. Because of this, I could not be blamed.
Often, "for that reason" can be replaced by "therefore."
I did not receive a written invitation. Therefore, I could not be blamed.
That's an example of the correct use of "therefore." And it would be wrong to use "for that matter" in such a situation. This sentence is not correct for this reason.
I did not receive a written invitation. For that matter, I could not be blamed.
The reason why your sentence is unacceptable should be clear by now. "For that matter," in this context, does not provide an alternative topic for something earlier mentioned. Now, a few comments on the two expressions
"in case"
and
"should."
Both are used to express one type of condition. The expression "in case" is a shortened form of
"if it happens that,"
"if such and such a situation arises."
Now I'd like you to listen to this.
"In case you have forgotten, you haven't paid any electricity bill during the last 3 months."
In case you have forgotten, you haven't paid any electricity bill for the last 3 months.
"If it happens to be the case that you have forgotten, you haven't paid any electricity bill during the last 3 months."
If it happens to be the case that you have forgotten, in case you have forgotten. The speaker does not claim that his or her listener has forgotten. "In case" means if by chance it happens to be the case. The expression "should" can also be used to express a condition. Now here's a sentence.
"Should your father forget to send money to pay the bill, please let me know as early as possible."
And the sentence implies,
"I do not claim that your father will forget to send money, but in case he does."
"If it happens that he does."
Now it is becoming clear, I hope, that the two expressions "should" and "in case" are almost synonymous. That is, they mean the same thing. They should, therefore, not be used in the same sentence. And that's why this sentence is unacceptable.
"Should in case your father forgets to send money."
And so is this sentence.
"Should in case he decides to buy the car."
Say instead,
"Should your father forget to send the money." "In case your father forgets to send the money."
"Should he decide to buy the car." "In case he decides to buy the car."
Thank you. That's all we have time for, listeners. Goodbye.